Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
Top three story. All we need off you is a song suggestion for this story that Rebecca in the newsroom has for us. Rebecca, what you got?
This is a bit two birds, one stone, because if you're looking to doing something this weekend, this could be up your street. The official World Naked Bike Ride.
Yeah, I'm up for this.
It's coming to Chelmsford this weekend.
I've got a chopper.
Oh, I'm away.
You still got your little tomahawk? Have you... Have you still got that? Because I've got the bigger version, the chopper. It's got gears in the middle.
Can I finish?
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Okay, I need to go back to zero.
That's funny. Carry on.
Stop. Yes, the event takes place every year. It's actually a demonstration regarding the safety of cyclists on the road. I'm not sure how that marries up.
So by demonstrating the safety of cyclists on the road, they do it with naked?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
The event's kicking off this Saturday, 2 p.m. near the High Chelmer Shopping Centre. Obviously, there's a bit of a warning because many of the cyclists are expected to be fully in the buff.
I mean, sorry, I've got so many.
You've got questions.
Right. You're on the radio, not the podcast radio. Right. What happens with the saddle?
Well, I had that question this morning for you guys. Because for girls, it's a little easier and more comfortable. But surely for you boys, there's things in the way.
Well, yeah, but then we sit on a bike anyway, but then...
Yeah, but it's supported.
It's compacted, isn't it? What you've got normally, let's say you're wearing jeans.
Yeah, you've got something, you've got support.
You've got jeans, then you've got your pants.
You've got layers.
Then you've got saddle.
Yeah.
When you're naked,
you haven't got any of those.
You've got nothing, have you?
No. Nothing to stop. You've got things you could sit on.
Yeah, it's not. I don't like it.
It's not comfortable. Okay, and why are they doing this is for safety.
Yes, it is. Yes, regarding the safety of cyclists on the road, which is a little bit weird, isn't it, really?
Well, of course it's weird.
Because, I mean, you don't want to get anything trapped in the spokes, do you?
Oh, God, no. No. We need song suggestions for this.
You're doing well if it's trapped in the spokes. That's all.
I'm Rebecca Dundon. You're up to date.
What is the weather for the... for the naked cycling race?
Rain. Yes.
Brilliant. Excellent. Just what they were hoping for, I think.
Yeah, they're going, I hope it rains that day. That'd be amazing. So just to recap that story for us so we can get the songs in.
So the official World Naked Bike Ride is coming to Chelmsford this weekend. Dozens of riders are preparing to get on their bikes. They'll be totally in the buff. The event kicks off on Saturday at 2 p.m. near the High Chelmer Shopping Centre. Obviously, there is a warning because the cyclists are expected to be fully nude, although many may lightly cover up.
Yeah, okay.
Like, just an eye mask.
There's no, you're not giving backies to anyone, are you? That's not happening. It's on your own on that bike. It's a weird one, isn't it? Somebody sent us a picture of a bike ride that went through London. Janet in Southend sent a picture of a bike ride. It's just like guys and women.
As in the naked one?
Yeah, it's just bits everywhere and there's kids standing at the side of the road looking bemused. It just looks a bit weird.
Yes.
Song suggestions. We're not here to judge it. We're here to get song suggestions and make it funny. Thank you so much for all your suggestions on this as well. We've actually had we've had loads through today, which is amazing.
I think this has been the busiest one in terms of people. There's so many different songs.
And some good ones as well.
Chris and Scott's top three.
Bobbling under includes James, who went for Sight for Sore Eyes, and people like that. Helen in Whittam, there's a song by a band called The Ombres called Let It All Hang Out. This story, by the way, just to recap, was the official World Naked Bike Ride is coming to Essex this weekend. Dozens of riders preparing to cycle totally in the buff. The event takes place every year, and this year it's coming to Chelmsford, just near the High Chelmer Shopping Centre. So who else do we get on there? Did Fat Bottom Girls, Washing Machine Mark said that. A couple of people said that as well. Go Let It Out from Oasis. Waterboys, Hole of the Moon. Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. That is inspired. Yeah. Leanne, thank you for that. Right, top three then. Let's start at number three. Jay from Whittam going for this. Also, Natalie and Kaz also suggesting Naked in the Rain. good shout. It's going to rain as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally exactly what it said in the tin.
It's beautiful. Then there was a lot of people, including Natalie again, and Caroline in Basildon, Stephen Holbridge, Sharon in Mark's Tay, and Honey as well. Going for this tune. I want to ride my bicycle. Clever. I want to
ride my bicycle. In the nude. Want to let it all hang out.
But we think this is the winner today.
Scott, top three.
Well done, Aretha. Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off.
Already done it, mate.
We're going to, though.
Yeah.
We've done that. We're going to go and cycle through Chelmsford. We're not going to drink cherry wine because that would be irresponsible.
No.
But we are going to strip off.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Nicky Orr and Daisy, Sunroof, a funky summer tune. Not my words, Scott, the words of Mick in Westcliffe.
Yes.
Yeah, on the text.
That's right.
Max is very catchy tune. I love it. Mr. Bossman says, hello, lads. Just finished work and looking forward to the tracks you play. Keep up the good work. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Nicky Orr and Daisy and Sunroof is our ones to watch this week.
Can I ask how long that song was? I felt like I had one sip of my tea and it was finished.
2 minutes 38.
Yeah, they're making them shorter. I mean, honestly, I'm going to sound old now.
Sigala, 2 minutes 47. Lizzo, 3 minutes.
That's a long song.
The Weeknd, 3 minutes. Diplo, 3 minutes. 2 minutes 52 for LF System. And then Kate Bush, 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the thing. Songs used to be like four.
Oh, wow.
Four and a half to four. No, 4 minutes. No.
Yeah. No.
I remember when songs used to be 4.5 minutes long. 4 minutes would have been considered a short song.
Have we got the Hovis music? That's what we need.
But now, 2 minutes is ridiculous.
2 minutes. It's crazy.
Didn't even have time to go to the toilet.
Do you know what? When you were making all those songs back in the day,
when
4.5 minutes, 4 minutes, you could have written, you could have written twice as many tunes, just done it in 2 minutes.
Could have.
That's why the songs are being bashed out every week, because they've made loads of them. They're like,
yeah.
Well, you just want 2 minutes. I could write a 2 minute song on GarageBand, I reckon.
Could you, though?
Yeah, one verse, one chorus, back to the bit, the same first verse, bit more chorus, fade, ad lib to fade.
Wow, okay.
That'd be it, it'd be easy.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Right, in the news today, we touched upon this a couple of weeks ago. Britain's best dad joke had been crowned after thousands of blokes battled it out on social media to claim the title. Almost 3,000 self-professed funny dads submitted their favourite joke to the best dad joke competition. Austin May from Bedworth in Warwickshire was the winner. The dad of two's winning joke was this. I'll do it now on producer Joe, because obviously we're old enough to be your dad, so this is me telling you a dad joke.
Alright, perfect.
I once hired a limo, and when it arrived, the guy driving it walked off. I said, excuse me, are you not going to drive me? And the guy told me that the price didn't include a driver, so I'd spent £400 on a limo, and I have nothing to show for it.
Oh, no.
Hey. I mean, it's a great dad joke.
Like I was actually wondering during it, where is this going? And then, it did not go where I thought it was going to go. Yeah.
But I think it's better when Scott explains it as well.
I love it.
Yeah, but they say, don't they, if you have to explain your joke, it's not funny.
Yeah, that's true.
That was funny.
Also, the other one was another notable entry where why did the man fall down the well? Because he didn't see that well.
Oh, no, that's another
one in there.
No, that one's awful.
That was bad.
Someone has glued my pack of cards together. I don't know how to deal with it.
You should run one of these competitions in Essex. I feel like you'd get some better ones.
Do you reckon there's dad jokes better than these?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, text in. You know where we are. You can get text in. We'll read them out.
Yeah, of course we will.
You know where the app is. I was wondering why the
Keep it clean.
Wondered why the frisbee kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Then it hit me.
Yeah, I've had that one so many times.
Why did the scarecrow get an award? Because he was outstanding in his field.
No, come on, Mike. That one needs a little clap.
I was stood behind a customer at an ATM, and he turned around and said, could you check my balance? So I pushed him. His balance wasn't that great.
I mean, they are awful, aren't they? They are the funniest jokes.
Essex, you can do better than this. Come on.
Let's do one more. No, that is my favourite, I think. Could you check my balance? I pushed him. Balance wasn't great. I mean, that is probably my favourite.
It is a good one. But
did you come
up
with that one? Sneak it in.
No, that's I read that. I can't come up with jokes like that. Apparently, it's got to be equal parts of cringe and cheese. It's got to make your kids embarrassed to be in the same room as you, but still makes them laugh.
I do dad jokes all the time.
I kind of got that with Joe just now. Yeah. He laughed, but it was an embarrassing laugh.
He was disappointed, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
John in Pennsylvania's got one for you. You can stay in here for a bit, actually, because we can see how these work with your age. John in Pennsylvania says, here's one for you, producer Joe. Where do they build average things?
Don't know, where do they?
In a satisfactory.
Oh, that's actually quite good.
Right, on the... dad jokes. Wow, who knew that you knew so many? Ian Canfield, who actually works for us.
Yes, he does. Like sales, yeah.
Ian says, I told my wife she needs to start embracing her mistakes. So she hugged me.
Yeah,
that's good.
I told that one to my dad once.
Oh, did you?
I've never got so many hugs in my life, tell you.
He also says, what do you call two octopuses that look the same? Identical. Brilliant. John in Danbury, I tried chicken the other night. Personally, I thought it was foul. Very good.
No, that one's awful.
Phil in South Benfleet, two snowmen in a field. One says to the other, can you smell carrots? No, that didn't work on him. Mr. and Mrs. B in Hockley. My missus... Now, this is... Kids, if your kids are listening, I don't understand. It's not even a funny joke.
I don't get it. It's not funny.
So don't get anyone to explain it to you because it's not funny.
Not funny at all.
Mrs. asked me for some double entendres, so I gave her one. Didn't get that.
I don't get it.
Funnily enough, they were doing a double entendre contest in Hockley recently, so I entered her. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. B in
Went
Hockley.
Went over my head completely.
Yeah,
no.
And me too, don't get that at all. Jody, who's six, and her favourite joke that Daddy tells is, what are Daddy's favourite type of bees?
You didn't read this, did you?
I didn't read that through. No, I'll come back to the answer of that in a second.
Maybe not that one.
And the boo ones.
Yes. Yeah. I've got a good one here.
Go on.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out the closet?
I don't know.
Supplies!
Phil in Benfleet, in South Benfleet, went into the doctors the other day, told him, I think I'm a moth. And he says, why'd you come to me? He said, well, your light was on.
That's good.
That's a good one. Is that your favourite so far?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay, make a note of your favourites because we'll have our one own
more.
Winning one.
Let's go one more.
Go on.
I'm afraid for the calendar. Its days are numbered.
Beautiful. Keep them coming in. Oh, Scott. My wife asked me to get 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store last night. I realised when I got home that I picked up 7-Up.
No, you've
7-Up.
You ruined that.
Picked up 7-Up. Yeah.
No. I picked 7-Up.
Just pretend I didn't do that bit and then we'll...
Pick 7-Up.
Yeah, and then just go back in time a minute. Oh, Scott.
Yeah?
My wife asked me to get 6 cans of Sprite from the grocery store. I realised when I got home that I'd picked 7-Up.
Yeah, it's good.
That's better, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good. That
sorry
time
about
when
that.
You, when you done it.
Did you hear the joke about the wall? Couldn't get over it. Phil on Canvey. Phil on Canvey, love that.
They are the best jokes.
They are. Should we keep some more coming in? Oh, it's making me happy.
It is. It seems to be making them happy as well.
We've got nothing to do till after 5.
I think we found their level, haven't we? Tea?
Yeah, tea.
Dad jokes.
Tea and dad jokes. Pretty much the level. And Joe, you're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go find some tea jokes now to combine
tea
the two.
Tea jokes?
Just to annoy Scott.
A tea dad joke.
Yeah, a tea dad joke.
I've got one.
Go on.
Jack's tea?
Yeah. Jack
Burke's
tea.
That is a joke.
What a joke. Horrible.
Yes, that can be
PG
a challenge.
Tips. Oh, no, I can't say that.
Yeah, that's come up with a tea dad joke. A tea dad joke is your mission.
All right.
If you choose to accept it.
Yeah, sure. I will find one.
Thank you so much for all your jokes. They have been entertaining, to say the least. Did you find any good tea jokes then, young producer Joe?
I did, yes. There was a lot of really bad ones, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Lisa from Wickford's got in touch.
Yeah.
What do you call a man with a biscuit on his head?
I don't know. What do you call a man with a biscuit on his head?
Lionel Rich tea.
Hey. Does that deserve a...
I think it does.
We've got making tea isn't hard, but waiting for the kettle to boil sure is tedious.
Tedious. Yeah, that's another good
very,
one.
Very,
like
very good.
And my personal favourite here.
Yeah.
Scott might like this one as well.
Go on.
Why can't Tottenham fans drink tea?
I don't know. Why can't Tottenham fans drink tea? I think I know the answer, though.
Because they've got no cups to drink from.
That's the best best one. Say it again.
No, don't. Paula says, man goes to a fancy dress party with a woman on his back. Everyone asks, what did you come as? And the man replies, can't you tell? I'm a tortoise. Everyone says, how are you a tortoise? And he went, that's Michelle.
That could be my favourite.
I like that a lot. Dad joke says, Natalie in Whittam, a guy walked up to me and says, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam. I said, relax, man, you're too tense. That's very good. And then Kaz says, 3 weeks ago, I sent my hearing aid in for a repair. I've heard nothing since. That's a good one as well. Oh, what's your favourite?
I can do this every day.
No, go on. Have a think about your favourite one.
My favourite one?
Yeah.
What, out of the T's or just as a whole?
No, as a whole.
Yeah.
That's difficult because I really do like the rich T joke.
The rich T one was good.
Lionel Rich T.
It was just simple, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think my favourite one's the... The one there with the that's Michelle, from
Paula. That is that's possibly my favorite. Just reading another one through, but I think it's a little bit racist. I'm not going to read that one.
If you think it's racist, probably is.
Okay, we'll leave that. Anyway, there you go. Some jokes to cheer us all up. That was fun.
We've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, I know. We've rinsed that completely. I'm glad I found
you. You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Mm. 25 degrees outside, summertime here, or heat wave as the weather people are calling it. It's just summer.
It's not a heat wave, is it?
No, people are like, oh, it's a bit of a surprise. Is it a surprise? End of June, it's sunny?
No.
I'm not surprised.
No.
It's like when they say, oh, the snow caught us out. Did it? Middle of December and it snowed.
Didn't catch us out, did it? You know, in the winter,
yeah,
you have your winter clothes out, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
And then as summer approaches, like
t-shirts.
End of May,
yeah,
you get all your t-shirts and shorts out and you put them on.
Because it's hot.
It's hot. Yeah.
But they're saying this morning, I noticed they were saying, all right, we're going to start naming the heat waves like we do the hurricanes.
Oh, please don't.
But they're not heat waves. Surely it's just hot because it's summer. And there'll be a bit where it cools down a little bit, like where they cool down to 21 at the weekend.
They go,
heat wave's coming. Like Brian. One of the ones was Brian.
Yeah, no, but like surely they'd have to be clever with like the heat wave one. Like, oh, call this one ice pop because you need one. Call this one fan.
No, Brian was the suggested one for B, and I just remember thinking summer day and the word Brian.
No, he doesn't know.
Doesn't add
Brian
up.
Doesn't sound sunny, does it?
No.
It's not a sunny name.
It's not a sunny name. It's a great name.
It's a good name.
It's a brilliant name, but it's not a sunny name.
You don't think like...
Hurricane Brian I'd buy. I'd go, oh yeah, Hurricane Brian,
no,
yeah.
I don't know if I would. Hurricane Brian. No.
Doesn't sound scary enough.
No, like Hurricane Katrina. I'm scared of Katrina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You scared of Brian?
Not as much. Old school, new school coming up in just a second. What are we looking for? We're looking for summer bangers, aren't we?
Yeah. Of course.
Don't give us any tunes that are like, bleh.
A summer banger, past and present. What?
There's no summer bangers by anyone called Brian.
Brian Adams.
Oh, yeah, Summer of 69, Brian. Oh, wow. How has that happened?
Because
I didn't think it through.
No, you didn't. What you done was you just went back to what we were talking about earlier, the Brian thing.
Yeah, but I presume, realize. I just thought...
There's some
cool Brians.
Brian May.
Brian May is cool. Brian Adams is cool. Brian Harvey run himself over in his own car.
In his car.
It's cool. That's cool. I've not done anything cool like that.
No, it's pretty cool. He also smashed up his own stuff on YouTube and then paid it up. Yeah,
that's cool. I've not done that.
But also done some really cool songs.
Very cool songs. That one with Gabrielle was good. Brian. Any more Brians?
Brian.
What's the...
Brian Clough.
What's the NFL? Mental. Isn't there a footballer in American football that sort of... I know it's Tom. That's Tom.
What about Brian from Gavin and Stacey? He's pretty cool.
That's Bryn.
Oh.
Brian, is he?
And he's not cool, really.
He's funny.
He's quite cool.
He's funny, but... not cool.
Brian.
Famous Brians. Come on, people. First text for the day. First chance to get in contact with the show. Famous cool Brians.
But where's this come from?
Do you know what? Because of the heatwave thing. I'm actually surprised because you've literally reeled off Brian Adams and Brian May, two of the coolest men in like rock music.
Really cool. And they're called when you actually detach the name from the person.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought that, like, I'm not digging out Brian.
No, but if you're meeting Brian May, you'd think he'd have an equal name like Slash.
Like, yeah, exactly. My decorator, if he's listening, he does listen. My decorator, he's called Brian.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy, but he's not particularly setting the world on fire. Brian, do you know what I mean? He's a decorator, local decorator. That's what you'd think of from a Brian.
You wouldn't expect Brian May, lead guitarist for the Queen.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, it's unlikely. Quarter past three.
Brian May. I meant
decorator. That'd be weird if Brian May was listening. Come home with me.
Right about now, the big drive home. Woo! Let's get into it with Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
This has actually come to my mind because a load of people requested this song for the top three. Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
And I read this morning, Eye of the Tiger is like one of the most motivational tunes when you're working out, when you're at the gym, when you want to do a run, when you're trying to do something to motivate you. Eye of the Tiger is the go-to song.
Yeah, no, of course it is. I mean, I don't want to do this because I know you'll press your silly little button thing.
Oh, is it a tea tantrum or when I was in the band? Oh,
well, I'm not going to talk about tea at the moment, am I?
Okay. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so... But,
if I think it's worth it, I'll obviously hit the alarm.
So, when we used to tour, we used to start with...
Hold on, here comes another. When I was in the band story.
This is getting so boring, this. I now don't want to tell any of my stories because you ruined them with this silly little jingle. We used to come out to Eye the Tiger. We used to walk down the corridor and like, you know, dun, 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 and it'd get you going.
But the audience would hear that, or you would just hear that?
They would hear it as well.
So you play it through the big speakers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we'd be backstage and we'd come on to our own song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they could hear it. So what was going on backstage was us getting pumped up, ready to go on stage.
To the Eye of the Tiger. Well, it works then. That is it. The theme song from Rocky 3. From Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, Jay-Z, Kanye West are among examples of music that they said improved their performance. Songs like you've just said, when you're just about to go on stage, it gives you that pump. But what I want to know is, what is your most motivational tune? If it isn't Eye of the Tiger, what's the one tune on your playlist that you go to if you're at the gym and you're struggling? If you're maybe it's the song that wakes you up in the morning. Some people.
Umbop.
What?
Umbop.
Hanson's Umbop.
If I'm in a bad mood,
yeah,
put Umbop on, I'm a new man. That's a fact.
Wow.
It's how can you can't be miserable.
No, it's a good song.
You can't be miserable when Umbop's on.
It's a random song, though, isn't it?
Why is it random?
Well, no, it's a random song to suddenly come up with. That my motivational song is, oh, no, mine's Eye of the Tiger. Oh, mine's, Rihanna and that one. And what's yours? Umbop, Hanson. It's a different one, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think it makes me happy. So if I'm Tom, why are you sniggering in the background? It will always make me happy.
What is it about the song that makes you happy?
Well, just play a clip of it.
I'm going to play a clip of it now. Let's go with this bit.
Just that bit will do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it is happy, isn't it? Because they are like cheesy happy. Oh, yeah! No.
Woo. If you actually listen to the lyrics.
No, I know the song.
But if you listen to the lyrics.
I'm not going
to
have an argument with you about Umbop.
It's uplifting.
It is, I know. Here we go.
Let's go! The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
Mikey Faulkner coming up from 6 tonight. He's got all the hits. He always has.
He has. He steals them. Please vote for me.
No, we're talking about Mikey's show.
Yeah,
you sneaked in a little vote request there.
No. Listen. Can I just explain something?
Yeah.
If Chris's song plays, it will sound great. I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
It would sound great. The fact that he's never, ever been in front shouldn't excite you, because it'll be unbearable. Unbearable.
I'll just leave this on for you. Carry on.
No. Because my song's really good. I'm losing this.
I mean, I almost feel bad. It's quite awkward at the moment.
No, he's sitting opposite me. Look at the smile. Just just please vote for me. At the moment, I've basically, my mum and dad have voted for me.
Which is nice.
I mean, there's a few more, but basically, I've got a vote from my mum, my dad, and the dog.
It's Chris and Scott, still best mates at the moment.
Do you know what? I've done it to myself, right?
Here it comes.
I've done it to myself because everyone loves
put the
me.
Music on again.
No.
What? It just sounds better when you
everyone
say it like this.
Everyone loves like this.
Chris.
No, everyone loves this, what I'm doing now. And I can even see what Tom's doing. He's got his little pen out, right, which means he's writing down for the podcast that we do for the big drive home.
This will be on the podcast.
He's writing. So yeah, now... Yeah. He's wrote that down. Oh, Scott's having a little rant.
Have you actually done that?
Hello,
the podcast.
Yeah, that's what he's done.
Oh, I love the podcast. It's good.
You've won, right?
Have I?
Yeah.
Okay.
First time in title fight history.
I'm in the lead.
Goes ahead.
In front.
I'm dizzy up here. I tell you what, I'm getting vertigo.
It's too late now, Angie!
They're all voting for you now. This is the winning song tonight. Thank you, Essex. I just want to thank the people that made the song first.
What are you doing?
Just press the button.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
So we were just chatting about dinner last night, what we had for dinner last night. Guess what? Do you know what Karen made me for dinner last night? This is the best dinner I think I've ever had.
Go on.
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
Whoa. Wow. She's her keeper.
Yeah, I just, and milk, like the whole thing.
The old crunchy nut cornflakes.
No, she probably cooked it. I had like cold milk and crunchy nut cornflakes. No cooking. She cooked it in the fridge. It was amazing.
Last night.
It's a big dinner that's a lot of preparation for me. Because I've been busy at work talking all day.
She had to open the box. And if it was a new box as well, she had to actually do the plastic as well.
I think cereal's underrated.
I love cereal. Right. Cereal is eaten at the end.
Yeah, it's underrated.
Cocoa Pops before bed. Game changer.
With milk or just out the box? I eat Cocoa Pops. If I need a chocolate fix at home and there's no chocolate in the house, I will quite often just grab a box of Cocoa Pops, put the football on or something, just sit there like my hand becomes a shovel.
You're a heathen. No one else wants to eat them now. So are you double dipping that? Straight in?
Yeah, no, I'm straight in. I'm sitting there with look at Tom's face.
I can one up that.
Tom's here for this.
I put one in a mug and then did it from the mug.
Yeah, no, that's better because you're going in once, putting them in the mug, and then you can, and then I don't care where your hands have been.
I see what you're saying.
You're double dipping.
Yeah.
Your dirty fingers going back in Cocoa Pops.
What if he has the whole box to himself?
Which is
like one of those boxes.
No, they're like 300, I can't 300
get my,
grams.
I can't get my hand in one of those little boxes. I've not got little tiny baby hands.
You can try.
Hands, to be fair.
These are like shovels, mate. It literally looks like a JCB's attacking the cocoa butter. It's like, and it's straight into my mouth like a JCB.
I feel like we should get a box of cereal just to try it out.
I've done cereal now. Have you ever done that where you just pour the milk straight into the
box? No,
it's not the box, is it? It's the plastic. You can do that.
Really?
I've done that on tour.
You put the milk in the whole plastic, that see-through bit. You put milk in there.
Yeah, on tour?
I don't go on tour. When do I go on tour? Next week, Chris Brooks' Radio Essex tours in Middlesbrough, where they are going, who's that? I don't go on tour.
Right, so you're on a tour bus. I know you're not.
I'm not. I'm driving the tour bus. I'm not part of the tour. I'm probably staff.
Yeah, you probably are, yeah. And
catering.
And Tom's T-boy.
Yeah.
But no, wow. You're on the tour bus and you've got...
Promotion.
Yeah. You've got up in the world, mate. No job. Just open it. Pour the milk in.
Yeah.
Wallop.
I'd be so good as a pop star because I'm halfway there. I'm literally halfway there. I'm already living the life as an international pop star by JCB and the Cocoa Pops into my mouth.
It's time for the Big Drive Home podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.